Good morning and welcome to the Daily Dose. The pullout of trade talks by China has caused renewed concerns for financial markets. China, Japan and South Korea closed for holidays. US futures are down this morning with lackluster investor sentiment weighing on risk assets across the board. US Treasury bonds holding at 3.06%, while in Asia, investor focus was mainly in Hong Kong with indices down across the board. Real estate developers were under pressure amid concerns they may suffer a potentially devastating blow to their biggest source of financing. Bank-to-bank borrowing costs jumped the most since December 2008 in Hong Kong as liquidity tightened ahead of forecasts for hikes to the underlying rate for the first time in more than a decade. Please take a look at the chart on Hong Kong Interbank 1 month, 1 month rate. The Federal Reserve's FOMC rate decision is on Wednesday and expectations for a 25 basis hike in the Fed fund rate is fully priced in. Locally, Alda Investment Properties has released official guidance on the upcoming benchmark 7-year US dollar Sukuk at mid-swaps plus high hundreds. Global books are open and expected to price today. 7-year mid-swaps is at 3.06% today. The transition of Kuwait to a secondary emerging market status within FTSE Global Equity Index series will be implemented in two 50% tranches. The first tranche implemented in conjunction with the September 2018 FTSE semi-annual review that's effective from the open on Monday, 24th September 2018, and that's today. The second tranche is implemented in conjunction with the December 2018 FTSE quarterly review, effective Monday, 24th December 2018. Investors' focus will turn to India after the RBI and SEBI said they were closely monitoring recent developments in the country's financial markets and were ready to take appropriate actions. This comes after ILNFS missed coupon payments last week, raising concerns for the broader financial industry. Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services, an Indian conglomerate, missed payments on more than five of its debt obligations since August. It is seeking to raise more than 300 billion rupees or $4.2 billion selling assets to cut debt. The company, which has been categorized as a systematically important non-banking financial firm by the RBI, plans to sell 25 assets and has received investor interest for 14 of them. Investors are concerned that the default by ILNFS, which has a total debt of $12.6 billion or 61% in the form of loans from financial institutions, could spread to other shadow banks in India. ILNFS lost their AA rating status in August 2017 on their non-convertible debentures, NCD, and loans.